This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have arrived, everybody, at that moment in the fiscal cliff debate where the president of the United States does what presidents of the United States do in times like these.
I'm asking Congress to listen to the people who sent us here to serve. I'm asking Americans all across the country to make your voice heard.
Yes, it is bully pulpit time, everybody.
Tell members of Congress what a $2,000 tax hike would mean to you.
You can picture the scene today, I'm sure. The president at the microphone, ordinary Americans on risers behind him.
Call your members of Congress. Write them an email, post it on their Facebook walls.
Get a load of that. The president going all social media on us.
You can tweet it using the hashtag My2K. Not Y2K. My2K. We figured that would make it a little easier to remember.
My2K. Catchy, huh? Marketplace's Queen of Kim has more now on using Twitter to talk tax policy.
Everybody's heard about the fiscal cliff, right? It's about the deficit, taxes, defense cuts, and a bunch of other stuff that, quite frankly, makes my head spin. Adrian Blake is the CEO of Social Media Contractors, a firm that runs social media campaigns for companies.
The White House has taken a very complicated issue and turned it into a five-character hashtag that says it's all about the impact on middle-class families.
That message is My2K, as in keep your hands off my $2,000, which is about what families will have to pay in additional taxes if Congress doesn't hammer out a deal. Shirley Brady is the editor-in-chief of the website Brand Channel. She says Obama is taking a page from business.
A lot of companies and brands will use hashtags for marketing purposes.
Brady says hashtags are a way to start a conversation around a brand. When Nokia released its new Lumia smartphone, it used the hashtag switch on Twitter, as in switch your phone. But sometimes the conversation can backfire because hashtags can get hijacked. Drew Olenoff is a writer at the website TechCrunch.
Companies like McDonald's have tried to do this before. They did something with the hashtag McDStories.
The idea was to share fond memories of McDonald's. Only not everybody had nice things to say. In Obama's case, the conservative think tank Heritage Foundation bought an ad in the form of a tweet that shows up when you look for the hashtag My2K. Type it in, and here's what comes to the top of the list. Must read. Four reasons why Warren Buffett is wrong on tax hikes. I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.